I want to read a little couplet from Jalaluddin Rumi, the great Sufi master. He writes, "We come spinning out of nothingness, scattering stars like dust." I know you've been very influenced and inspired by various spiritual traditions. Are you also interested in Sufism, Islamic mysticism?
Yes, I've read a lot of Rumi, at least in the versions of Rumi that we get, you know, which I like a lot, the Coleman Barks versions, and also Daniel Budinsky's translations of or renderings of Hafiz are really beautiful. And the sensibility that comes through in those things touches a chord with me. I grew up as an agnostic, and I discovered spirituality kind of in high school. Not in any particular form, though, and I guess as much as anything, I was influenced by the Beats writing about Buddhism. And I, somewhere in that period, came to understand that the spiritual side of life merited paying attention to. But I had no framework. I'd grown up with the trappings of Christianity, but nothing else. And I floated around into a lot of different, sometimes strange places in the course of trying to understand how or what my relationship to spirit is. And the writings of Rumi and Hafiz touched a chord that feels instinctive. It feels visceral in some way, that their understanding of how things work is... Well, it's expressed in language that inevitably becomes way too specific as soon as you apply it. But that being said, they do better than a lot of other people at trying to get some of these realities across in language.
We're meeting at a time of an extraordinary natural disaster and a man-made disaster in Iraq. Do these kind of events shake your faith?
No. My faith revolves around the notion that everything happens as it must, in a way. And I don't mean that God sits up there and going, well, I think I'll kill 60,000 people today. But that it's once the universe is in motion as it is, and it's always all in motion, all the time, things happen. And you can't, it's so beyond our grasp. The people who devote their lives to studying physics or spirituality, for that matter, sometimes come up with insights into the kind of what I think of as a kind of jigsaw flux, a perpetually shifting set of connections between everything, among everything. I don't know what the proper word is there, but that. If you think in terms of that sort of thing, of the connectedness of things, I don't think there's anything to be shaken about that. I mean, I don't believe in a God that sits around plotting and scheming to mess with people. I believe in love as the basic energy of creation. And but that, you know, love doesn't answer every question we have, and it doesn't necessarily feed you, for instance, and it doesn't take care of you when a tidal wave comes along.
Or maybe as Tina Turner said, asked, what's love got to do with it?
Well, it has everything to do with it, but it's either by its presence or its absence, or by people aligning themselves with it or trying to struggle against it. I mean, this is crucial, but... It's not so much about whether everybody dies, right? It's not so much about when and where and under what circumstances you die as it is about how prepared you are to move into a bigger reality. That's the way I see it.
I want you to talk about the uses of faith and religion here in the United States. You may have seen the Woody Allen film, Hannah and Her Sisters, a few years ago. One of the characters was Max von Sydow, and he was watching a televangelist raising money on TV, and he had this to say: if Jesus came back and saw what's going on in his name, he'd never stop throwing up.
Well, I think that's pretty much on the mark. You know, it's interesting that, you know, Max von Sydow is in that role in that movie. And then, of course, he's the very famous knight in Bergman's film that who's playing chess with death.
Seventh Seal.
Yeah, The Seventh Seal, right. And which was actually a hugely influential movie on me. Bergman in general was in that era, you know. And so, yeah, interesting, because Bergman has a lot of comparable comments to make about facile faith. And the judgments people make, I mean, so much of it is about people wanting something to belong to, people needing some sort of affirmation for just being who they are, or people being very unhappy with who they are and wanting to be somebody else. All of these kinds of things come into what gets called faith, and it doesn't necessarily have much to do with the divine, except in the most, in the largest sense. But religion becomes a badge of membership. It becomes a cause celeb on the political, in the political arena. It becomes the source of all sorts of abuses if once we move it away from what the conservative Christian community would call your personal relationship with Jesus. Once you get away from that, you start messing it up.